Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Välkomna till Skönhetspodden!
Jag heter Anja Schapigran.
Och jag heter Maria Ahlgren. Och idag så ska vi till playan i Saint-Tropez. Yeah! I alla fall i sinnet.
Precis. Hela avsnittet är dedikerat till brun utan sol. Eller tanningprodukter, som jag gärna vill kalla det.
Yes. Mm. Och vi har ju fått med oss två riktiga experter från Saint-Tropez i studion.
Världens bästa brun utan solmärke.
Ja, fantastiska. Alltid i framkant när det gäller innovationer. Mm. Resultaten är, vad säger man, foolproof, vad det nu heter på svenska. Typ omöjligt att misslyckas.
Idiotsäkert.
Idiotsäkert. Men vi slänger oss in i studion där vi helt enkelt pumpar experterna på allt
de kan. Och efter intervjun så får ni höra om våra personliga brun utan solrutiner och hur vi använder produkter och vilka som är våra favoriter.
Men bara innan vi rullar intervjun, när kom du först i kontakt med Saint-Tropez? De kom till sig ganska långt efter de lanserades.
Ja, alltså jag kommer ihåg att man vallfärdade till Kao Parfumeri som var de enda som hade tagit in dem i början av 00-talet.
Mm.
Men sen så kom det ju så småningom på Kicks och fick en väldigt bred distribution. Och nu finns det ju ett fördag på överallt. Men då var det verkligen, Kao var ensamma där ett tag.
Mm. De har alltid varit duktiga på att plocka in.
Ja, och man gick ju dit också och köpte just Saint-Tropez för att man visste att det var det enda som funkade. Det var det enda brun utan solmärket som inte gav en konstig orange färg.
Mm, än för sådana skräckhistorier har man ju.
Ja, det har man ju.
Här är man ju på lager.
Men nu lyssnar vi till några riktiga solbusexperter. Ja.
So welcome to Stockholm and Skönhetspodden studio.
Thank you.
We have Jackie Burchell and you are Global Director of Product Development.
That's right, yes.
And Dr. Paul Evans, Director of Technology and Innovation.
Yep, hi.
And both of you are from Saint-Tropez.
Yeah. That's right,
not
yes.
Not as in
the country and the place. No, we're from London, but yes, we have visited Saint-Tropez.
However, using your products will immediately
transport you there.
Transport you.
Have you visited Saint-Tropez?
I have indeed, actually.
Yeah,
okay. Times.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yes.
It's very beautiful, actually.
My dad used to have a small flat in the countryside It sounds more fancy than But then for some reason, they decided to instead have a summer house in Sweden with like zero chance of sun.
Good, then we have the Saint-Tropez.
You can brand. Use the
yes.
Very nice link in there.
Thank you.
And so great to have you here.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Mm. Yeah, and Saint-Tropez is such an innovative brand.
Yes.
So what are the most game-changing innovations?
Right. I think that's a great question. I think Saint-Tropez was the first brand to really tackle the fragrance part of tanning and actually came out with a technology called AromaGuard at the time. And it was the first of its kind where it was clinically proven to, you know, reduce the smell that tanning had. And that was really right at the beginning.
Yeah.
So that was a huge game changer. And really, I would say over the years, some particular products have changed the game. One that springs to mind is the in-shower product,
yeah,
because we wanted to try and create a product that you could really integrate into your everyday life. And of course, the concept of tanning and water and shower was a kind of mind-blowing.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
And
absolutely.
Also you
and
could,
it really worked.
Yes. And of course, you only needed to leave it on for a few minutes. And of course, it was designed as a more of a gradual glow. But that went crazy because it was almost like women were telling us, our prayers have been answered. And so that was a huge game changer.
And now you have the self-tan purity vitamins.
Yes. So we've got a new product, which hopefully is really taking, you know, inspiration from great skincare knowledge that is coming out now. And that really drives us too. So much going on with skin. Yeah.
Because we spoke about this a bit earlier today, is how Saint-Tropez is really a brand, like breaking down the barriers between categories, like self-tanning and skincare. And the one of the new products for this season really hits that spot.
Yes. Thank you.
With vitamin D in the formula.
Yeah. So we always come back to kind of skincare. And what we wanted to understand is, you know, what makes the skin stronger and healthier. And one of the pieces of research that we were really interested in was this research around vitamin D. Mm. And of course, you guys all know very well, you know, there's a billion people in the globe who are vitamin D deficient because we've educated them well and all as well. So not only because of where they live, but also people are staying out of the sun.
Yeah.
But yet sunlight is an important component for activating vitamin D on our skin.
Mm.
And of course, you ingest vitamin D, but it goes to your vital organs and your skin is the last in line. So actually applying it topically is a really strong way of getting vitamin D onto your skin. But we didn't want to just do that by applying it topically. We wanted to see, could we create or could we mimic what sunlight does?
Mm.
So it's actually activating the vitamin D on your skin as well as applying it topically. Mm. And that gave us the inspiration for the new products.
Mm. So we spend, in our research, we spend as much time, because self-tans, it's a skincare product. And I think that's maybe where we differ to other brands, that we think of self-tan as a skincare product, not as self-tan. So in our research programs, we spend as much time looking at skin and understanding skin as we do at the ingredients that go in the product. Mm. And I think unless you've got that real understanding of what's happening in the skin, you can't really develop really effective products.
Mm, no.
So it's a combination of the two. And I think we're the only self-tan brand that does that.
Yes, definitely. Mm. But so could you tell us about this specific ingredient that
the mimicking
effect of vitamin D?
Yeah.
So the process in the skin or the mechanism in the skin which produces vitamin D, it's a complex reaction.
Yeah. Mm.
It starts with a protein-like material called dehydroxycholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's present in our skin, in everyone's skin. Now, with a combination of other receptor molecules that are in the skin, the sunlight catalyzes the reaction to produce the vitamin D. So without sunlight, catalyze or stimulates the reaction. But what it means is that without energy from the sun, the reaction doesn't take place.
Mm.
Yeah. So we get sunlight, we get the dehydroxycholesterol molecule, they react together, and through a complex series of reactions, they produce vitamin D3 in the skin.
Mm.
Now, the material or the technology that we use, it's a natural sugar-based carbohydrate. It's got a long natural name. It's a fructooligosaccharide. So it's a complex saccharide sugar. Oligo is a complex molecule. That works in combination with an extract from beetroot. Yeah. And you put the two together. Well, something else I'll say about the oligosaccharide, it also influences the microbiome.
Yes, that's what I was going to say, because I am very into microbiome. Eating skincare.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're into eating...
And into prebiotic foods, and that's
so
very,
you will know that these sorts of molecules, oligosaccharides, they act as a food for the good bacteria on the skin.
Mm.
So quite rightly, as you say, they're a prebiotic. So we don't use it for that, but, you know, that's you read about it in health foods and you'll read about them in cosmetics to start with. But what we're using them to stimulate that vitamin D production.
Uh-huh.
So the other part of the reaction are molecules they call vitamin D receptors, VDRs. Now you'll read about those also. And it's those that the sunlight stimulates. With our complex, it acts in exactly the same way as sunlight. So it catalyses that reaction, stimulates the production of vitamin D.
It's mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's groundbreaking, not just for self-tanners, but for skincare in general.
Yes. I think, absolutely. So, and until, and I have to say, it's probably until the last 5 or 7 years or so, the importance of vitamin D in skin was not known.
No.
And we're only just beginning to understand now what role it plays.
Yeah. And you incorporated it both in the new Purity Vitamin Serum, which is beautiful serum for the face. Like you said before, Jackie, that it's a serum, even if you're not like actively into having a self-tan with salt. It's a beautiful serum.
Yeah, if you took the DHA, which is the tanning agent, out of the serum, we wanted to create a product that was skincare grade, gorgeous to use, dries down, really easy, spreads, you know. So all of the benefits of what we think a serum should do, we wanted to create that.
So as well as the vitamin D stimulator, got hyaluronic acid in at skincare levels.
Yes, exactly.
And it's the latest technologies of hyaluronic acid. So we've got small molecules and large, small molecular weight molecules and large molecular weight ones. So we're giving short-term benefits on the skin surface, but also the smaller molecular weight ones are able to penetrate into the skin and they give the longer-term benefits.
Yes.
And
I think this is a product that, like, I feel that us here in the Nordics, it's very much appreciated. The vitamin D.
Yes.
Because we are, like, we are so deficient?
Deficient, yeah.
Yes. Deficient.
Yes.
That we are basically on zero all through winter. And then also the hyaluronic acid for moisturising.
Absolutely.
And the tan.
Yes, of course.
And then the glow.
Yes.
So there's a line, a latitude round about London, and anywhere north of that, there's not enough energy in the sunshine over the winter months to produce vitamin D.
Mm.
And, of course, the further north that you go, then the longer that the longer that period is.
Mm.
The other thing is that this dehydroxycholesterol, which is the sort of precursor, that the production of that in the skin decreases with age. And that's why that as we get older...
Another thing to worry about.
And it decreases faster in women than men.
Oh, typical. Of course. Are there any good men at all?
So, you know, that's another thing. And it's one of the reasons why that as we get older, our skin becomes drier because it's not able to retain as much moisture because we haven't got as much vitamin D in the skin.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We're just on a mission to make women feel beautiful and feel like they have that kind of healthy glow.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more powerful than just feeling healthy. I read somewhere that, you know, healthy skin is the new definition of beauty.
Mm.
And I was like, hallelujah. Mm. You know, it's so great to hear that because that's really been our mantra, really, just to try and get that feeling of feeling healthy.
Yeah.
You know, that look inside and outside, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you said that earlier, Paul, that there's actually a connection between the skin health and brain.
I think this is really, of course, this is really powerful. And, you know, so the example, if you think about it, if we feel hot or cold or pain, anywhere on our body, on our skin, then instantaneously we get the sensation in our brain. Mm. So the skin is directly linked to the brain. And we all know that when we get stressed, it affects our skin health.
Yes.
And that's because the brain produces a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol inhibits the production of hyaluronic acid and collagen in the skin. So that then creates the dryness, the redness in the skin. So there's that direct link. That's clear. But what's less well known is that if our skin is in poor condition, then it translates to the brain and creates stressful emotions in the brain.
Bad circle. Circle, exactly.
So I think there's a real scientific benefit for looking after our emotional well-being and our skin health.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really holistic way of viewing everything. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
God, I love science.
Yeah.
We love science, don't we? Yeah.
Let's go into myth-busting about common questions about self-tanners.
Mm. Yes, so many.
Yeah, there are lots of myths. Yes. Surrounding self-tanners.
Yes, I mean, some of the myths. I'm going to go orange. I'm going to smell terrible. All the myths.
We have some.
Oh, you have some. Come on, then. Tell me. Come on.
So we're gonna throw
one. Let me
one.
Guess.
Well, we're going to throw some claims at you.
We start with the orange one.
Yes. So self-tanner will make me orange. Truth or myth?
Well, with Saint-Tropez, it's definitely, definitely a myth. But I think, you know, it's fair to say that you can formulate self-tanning products at certain levels of DHA that could make you go orange. And we can explain why, because it very much is about the kind of colour wheel, and we can explain that. But we have seen some bad results.
Yeah.
So yes, it can, but as long as you're very clear and you understand how DHA works, you absolutely don't have that. Will not happen if you understand this ingredient. Mm. So I don't know if that answered that question.
Yeah, just to build on that, Jackie. Yes. I mean, I think the easiest thing to do is just to increase the amount of DHA you put in the product.
Yeah, some people think that.
Some people, that's easy. Anyone can do that. And I think if you do that, then you will have a tendency at very high levels to create an unnatural tone, which is orange.
Yeah.
But
I'm having this image now of a certain man in the United States.
Yes, exactly. I know. Yeah. It's like, definitely doesn't use Saint-Tropez.
No.
But what I would say is that, with a few individuals apart, then I think over the years, and this is not just Saint-Tropez, but some things have happened. So I think the quality of the DHA has improved from 40 or 50 years ago, in the 60s. We're using now much purer grades, and I think that's helped a little. And I think the whole cosmetic industry is now better at formulating products. So, you don't need to use so much DHA. You're formulating better products, which spread on the skin better and easier. So you get the same effect at at lower levels.
Yeah.
And, of course, we use secondary active materials. Saint-Tropez, we use secondary active materials as well, which gives some toning, but without that DHA reaction.
And that's the melanin technology.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yeah. Melanin technology, which we use in our darker and our express products, which are designed to work very quickly.
Yeah.
But that's true, but we use things called penetration enhancers, which help the active materials spread in the skin. And just the base materials, the cosmetic materials, we are better at it. And we spend a lot of time just getting that base properties right.
And we've done a huge amount of testing on, real skin to actually, clinically see how the tone of colour changes and understanding that tone of colour on lots and lots of different skin tones. Mm. So we did that study, in-depth study a few years ago, didn't we? And that really taught us a lot. Again, just getting those right levels of DHA and we could clinically see it on a graph and the colour that you were going in a more natural tone. Mm. So,
okay.
Yeah. And we get asked, so how much DHA is in your your product. And I will say it's not really relevant. You know, it's how it works at the end, which is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I could develop a product with a lot of DHA in which doesn't tan at all. You know, so it's all about how it penetrates and spreads on the skin.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Very technical.
Yeah, but some people, I mean, different people develop a different
absolutely.
And color.
And as Jackie said, so we're doing a lot of work on this. So some people respond, well, you know, some people will not respond at all. Some people will be slow responders. Some people respond very quickly, deeply, and all that sort of thing.
I think it's just important to take a step back to say how DHA works.
Yeah.
Because, so DHA, I mean, Paul will explain it, but I'll say it very easy. It has a reaction with amino acids that are on your skin. And of course, everyone has those amino acids, but they have them in different levels. Some have more, some have less. And of course, when we're developing products, we have to bear that in mind. And that's why it is quite a personal reaction. Everyone, if you and I use the same product, we will go a different colour dependent on our amino acids. And some people will take very quickly. Some people will keep on developing for many, many hours. That happens to me. Mm. I can use a product and even after 8 hours, which is usually the point in which most people stop activating, I will carry on.
Really?
Your
amino acids.
Yeah, obviously. So, and we've been doing a lot of studying about that. And what we also know is there's different levels of amino acids on different parts of your body.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, you can have, some people say that their legs don't take as well, the bottom of their legs or their face, and they go lovely on their tummy or their arms. All these things that we hear. So if we understand those, then we can help develop products that can either target those areas or how can we enhance amino acids for people's skin. So, yeah, it's a very interesting area. So, yes, it's important to understand how DHA works.
Mm. And there's 18 different amino acids in the skin. Now, not all of those tan. Create the tanning reaction. And you're right to say that different amino acids will produce a slightly different tone.
Yes. Mm.
So we're working with two leading universities in the UK to understand this reaction. So hopefully we'll be here in 2 years' time what your listeners might find interesting is the reaction that tans the skin also takes place in other natural reactions. So I've been talking to one research group who were looking at the roasting of coffee beans.
Mm.
And that's a similar reaction. And there's amino acids in coffee beans. So they were trying to understand that reaction to enhance the flavour and the aroma from coffee.
Mm. But is this the Maillard?
That's
reaction.
A Maillard reaction, yeah.
Yes.
But you're not toasting the skin.
No,
you're not toasting the skin.
Definitely not.
I'm going to throw you another myth.
Okay, another myth.
Self-tanners are very chemical and not safe. Truth or myth?
Well, so they are perfectly safe. I think that's the first that's the first thing to say. And I would say that here in the EU, we have the most strictest cosmetic
for one
regulations.
More day, we are
for one
in
more
the,
day, yeah,
we are still in the EU.
Oh,
yes.
We're global.
Yeah.
So, who knows what's going to happen tomorrow when we get home.
But
DHA has been one of the most widely studied molecules in cosmetics, and it's got a safe bill of health. There are guidelines about the maximum levels that you can use. They are guidelines, and that maximum level is only because it's not really been tested at higher levels. So it's a natural material. The grade that we use is wholly natural. It's got a very good sustainable story in its manufacture. It's made by a biotechnology process, so it doesn't use lots of energy and lots of chemical processes. It's a very natural reaction to produce the DHA.
Mm.
And DHA is already present in our skin.
Yeah.
And it's present in plant cells, vegetable cells, and all those sorts of things.
Mm.
So I think going back a few years ago, it did have questions raised against it, but, you know, it's certainly a myth that it's unsafe.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And the products are vegan as well.
In fact, the whole brand is now vegan.
We've
developed it. And, you know, yes, it's important. I think certainly the consumer understands vegan as a badge,
yeah,
if you like, of goodness.
Yeah.
So from a science point of view, you know, I think all products are equally safe. You know, if they're on the market in Europe, they're equally safe. They've gone through the same safety procedures.
Yeah.
But the consumer understands vegan, understands it as a badge of quality or goodness.
More ethical.
Yes.
Ethical question, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, correctly. And I guess you know, we formulate for the right, for the best product. We don't compromise just to say because we want the badge.
No.
That's always been kind of our mantra. So, and it's always great to have a scientist here in my ear. I'm trying to talk to from a consumer perspective. He's giving me the science angle, and we all know the arguments or of things like parabens, and a scientist will give you a very different perspective to what consumers believe about parabens, etc. So we weave our way through this world that is quite complicated. Exactly. So we totally understand. And so, you know, we challenge each other as well.
And I think the consumer understands that, actually. So, you know, our approach to formulating is things will be as natural as possible. We'll use as few materials as possible, you know, so simplify the formulas. But where, so our purity products are 95% naturally derived. So we really look at that other few percent, but actually we believe that the safe synthetics are actually adding a benefit to the
product. Yeah, of course.
As beauty journalists, we agree.
Yes.
We love science.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay, here's another claim. Smell tanners. Sorry, self-tanners. Smell weird.
Yeah, right.
Truth or myth? Smell
so
tanners.
Shall I start on this one?
Go on then. This is a good one. So, this is a good one.
Yeah, I mean, we know that there is a characteristic odour associated with the tanning reaction.
You said biscuity before.
Yeah. That was some people, yes.
Biscuity.
Sweaty.
Yeah, so that's there. And the reaction, if the reaction takes place, you're going to get that characteristic odour. You know, there's no two ways about it. You're going to get it because the reaction, they go side by side.
Yeah. Right.
So it's there. So it is about how we manage that reaction. And actually, not just this odour, but all fragrances, really. Some people really sensitive to certain fragrance types or odour types. So some people really pick up that odour, but other people don't notice it. You know, so, but that's a characteristic of all odours.
Yeah.
So we've worked with our fragrance partner, Givaudan. They're the biggest, largest fragrance house in the world. We've worked with them for about the last 6 years, I think, 5 or 6 years. And we've really stripped back the reaction. And we've identified what molecules create that characteristic odour. And we know what they are. We then used what we call malodor control technology to trap those odours. So I think in the past, self-tan brands just used to increase the level of fragrance.
Yeah.
You know, to just cover them up so you don't smell them. That sort of works to a degree, but what it doesn't work is the longevity. So as Jackie says, for those people who react for 8 or 12, even 24 hours, by that time, the fragrance is gone.
Yes.
You know? And then I think that was a complaint of self-tanners when people used to put them on before they went to bed. So it might smell okay when you apply it, but during the night and when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, you wake up to fragrance mayhem.
Yeah. Yes.
But
lots of husbands sleeping in different beds, I heard.
That has actually happened.
Yeah.
An analogy, so this technology that we use, so it's a similar technology that is used in other sectors to mask certain odours, like antiperspirants, mass body odours, or even room fresheners.
Yeah.
Now, it has to be tailored to the particular odour. So probably an antiperspirant wouldn't work on a tanning odour and vice versa. Okay. But a way of describing it was the fragrance technical director who we worked with a couple of years ago. He likened it to garlic. And garlic has a very characteristic odour. Some people really dislike it. but it adds a lot to the flavour of food.
Yeah.
Mm. And the analogy he used was that the very best chefs are able to counteract the odours or the bad odours of garlic, but retain all of the flavour that gives that it gives to food.
Yeah, that's true.
And the way that we designed or the team designed that fragrance technology is analogy to that.
Yeah.
So you just sort of mask it or counteract it so that the receptors in your nose don't sense those malodors.
I am actually smelling my arm right now because I applied the new Purity Vitamin Mist a couple of hours ago at the lunch.
Yes.
But no. It's only that lovely little
lovely tropical fragrance. So I am happy to hear. Oh,
yes,
I know.
That's,
you know, that's really important because without that technology, we would not be able to use the fragrances that we have in Purity, which are much lighter. It's opened up a whole tranche of new fragrance directions, which just weren't available to us before we had the...
I also loved when you presented the fragrance, that it was like when you go to a press lunch for a perfume brand and they show their pyramid
of fragrance notes.
Yes, like the top notes, and the base notes and so on, and that you did that with...
Yes.
And it also works... mood boosting.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, that's the interesting part here. So part of our sunshine complex in the new Purity Vitamins, we look to mimic all of the positive effects of sunshine. And one of those things is that when we're exposed to sunlight, our brain releases a hormone, another hormone called serotonin, which is often called the happy hormone.
Yeah.
And it's that gives us that mood-boosting, feel-good effect when we go out in the sunshine. So we wanted to mimic that in our self-tan products. And the way to do that is through fragrance. So, again, in the way that we design the fragrance. So we approached it through science and mind mapping. So you've probably heard of neuroscience and you've probably seen pictures of people wearing things like swimming caps with lots of... I don't know why I'm doing this, but with lots of electrodes coming out.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we work with our fragrance partners to do that. And by that sort of technique, and then they smell the fragrance, different components of fragrance.
Mm.
And you can pick out the components which stimulate the happy parts of the brain.
Mm.
Another technique that's used is to measure things like heart rate. So, you know, particularly for things like relaxing and excitement. Invigorating fragrances. So you know, so you can monitor the heartbeat.
Yeah.
So by using those techniques, we're able to identify fragrance notes that create those happy emotions. And then we work with a psychology team to see how that translates to humans. So they do what's called picture probing.
Yeah.
So again... people smell the fragrance and they have a range of pictures to look at.
Yeah.
And they identify which pictures relate to that fragrance.
Mm.
Yeah. And again, by using that, working with a psychologist, they can say, well, yeah, these ones are associated with happy emotions.
Oh, I love it. So I have to smell my arm again.
So ultimately... it's taking all that science and then hopefully creating a fragrance. That's what we wanted. Just something that just made you feel happy, like that feeling of when you lie on the beach and the sun hits your face. And and that's what we were trying to evoke.
Yeah. And I think we've achieved that. And I can't smell them here. But when we sprayed the fragrance, people, well, that's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really
so
beautiful.
So it has the technical side, but then it smells beautiful as well.
Yes.
So we're happy.
Self-tanners will stain my sheets and clothes.
Okay. So, some of our best-selling products have what we call a cosmetic guide colour.
Yeah.
Nothing will stain, everything does wash away. But when you put a cosmetic guide colour on, so this is to aid and show where you are going. Now, that is temporary. So, that, you know, that instant colour that you see, that is a temporary colour. And that is only there to guide you so you know where you're applying. Obviously, underneath that, then you're having that reaction that we talked about.
That's the colour you wash off later.
And that, once you shower, absolutely then washes off. So that can come off on your sheets and your clothes. We try to do everything possible to make that cosmetic guide colour as powdery as possible so you don't get that transfer. But ultimately, there is a little bit of transfer. Some are terrible. Some brands really bear it. But if you wear a body makeup, you know what happens. Or generally, your makeup may get onto clothes. So what we have now done with Purity is bring out the transparent tan. So that's crystal clear and goes on with just a gorgeous sheen, so you can see where you're going, but does not have
like moist, and then you see where you're finding.
Yeah, so you can see where you're going, you can feel where you're going, and of course that has no cosmetic guide colour. There's absolutely no way there's any transfer. So, and of course some people really love that, but there are still a huge amount of women and men who love the cosmetic guide colour, and they're happy with that, and they want to have that instant feeling of colour. So you have a choice, a wardrobe of choice.
Yeah.
So it is a myth that it's the self tan that stains. It's not.
Exactly.
So it's the guide colour.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And there are brands out there with guide colours that say no transfer, and we wouldn't believe it. So.
No, yes. Yes, if it has a guide colour, because it's just a cosmetic. I mean, have you ever come across a cosmetic if you wore a white shirt, you know? It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
We try our very, very hardest to reduce it as much as possible. We would never claim that this, you know, a one with guide colours will not transfer at all.
So we have what we call a white T-shirt test. You could apply it, give people a white T-shirt to wear, and see what you get.
My brief to Paul has always been, I want a guide colour that doesn't transfer, and we do that white, and he keeps coming back to say, you can't make that claim, you can't, because we are trying, but at the moment we haven't been able to find even using the best cosmetic technology to help us with that.
No, I mean, even like transfer-free foundations, that is...
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Yes,
we're
yes.
not there yet. No. It will always stain if you have a white or
yes,
polo
exactly.
shirt.
Put a white polo shirt. I mean, we're really quite good. We have, I mean, we do a lot of fashion shows. You know, we do London Fashion Week, for example, and our designers, you know, they trust us with the clothes, and so they use us because we have the minimum amount of transfer, and they want, you know, the models to have that gorgeous gleam. And of course, as you can imagine, it is the cosmetic colour that they instantly need, because then the models have to move on to the next show.
Yeah.
So we understand that, and we work as hard as we can to reduce that down.
So we are with our instant tans and our tinted products, we're transfer resistant.
Yes.
And we've done sort of tests. So what people don't want is, in real life, if they put an instant tan on and go outside and it's raining, that it's going to run.
That doesn't happen.
No, so transfer resistant, but no transfer is not possible.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so the last truth or myth. And this is quite a serious one, actually, too, because some people still believe that being bronzed will protect them more from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true or false?
Well, we can be explicit with that. It's a myth.
It's 100%.
It's false, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the process that self-tanners use on the skin, all of them, is very different to when we tan through sunlight.
Yeah.
So when we tan through sunlight, it creates melanin, and melanin is a mild sun protection. Yeah. I still wouldn't recommend that. No. But the reaction in self-tanners is completely different. So it doesn't stop, give any protection to the sun.
And we very, very clearly say that on all of our packaging. That it is not a sun protection, and you absolutely must continue to use your SPF. And it's absolutely fine to do so with our products.
Yeah.
So first the serum and then the SPF.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, UnitedHealthcare insurance plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about UnitedHealthcare insurance plans at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so best hacks for achieving the perfect blotch-free even glow.
The always tricky one.
Yeah.
How do we do it?
Yeah, it's a really, really good question. And of course, in an ideal world, I can give you ideal. Mm-hmm. But of course, we know that, you know, we don't all live in the ideal world. So I'll give you the ideal world. Of course, skin, I almost kind of think of it as like if you were going to paint a wall, if you were going to paint a new wall, you wouldn't paint it, would you, straight away onto the wall without preparing it?
No.
Because it would be a bit uneven. Mm-hmm. And you have to sand it beforehand to get rid of all the kind of bumps. And then when you paint it, you will get the most beautiful, even wall. Our skin is a little bit like that. So to get the best tan, using a non-oil exfoliator is the best thing that you can do, you know, up to kind of 2 to 3 days and quite regularly within your routine anyway. Mm. It's a great thing to do. We say non-oil because oil can sometimes sit on the skin and act like a barrier. So it's better to do it without an oil. Mm. So that is great. And of course, having the most hydrated skin will give you the best tan possible. So hydrating your skin regularly through, again, a moisturiser, drinking water will absolutely...
Exfoliate. And then hydrate without oil.
Correct. Mm. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. And then also if you're going to do some hair removal, do that again a day before, ideally, on maybe the morning that you're going
to. The same morning, no?
Yeah.
Is that because the follicles will open so you will get a little spot?
Exactly. Yeah. Again, it's just preparing, getting the most even canvas. Mm-hmm. Ready for your tan.
So let's do a cycle.
Yeah, so maybe like shave in the morning and then...
Yes, you could do that. Yeah, we kind of say 24 hours, ideally, but...
Yeah, exactly. Do like a cycle.
Yes. Perfect. So let's imagine... Well, actually, we can have this as a real example. We are going to a very fancy cocktail reception on Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. Very fancy.
Yeah. Yes. And what day are we today?
I'm wearing a very short skirt.
You are wearing a short skirt.
Yes.
I'm planning to do so as well because the theme is... Well, dress code is cocktail.
Okay, cocktail.
So... Yes. Today is Thursday. Mm-hmm. We are going on Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. How do we get like the...
Perfect canvas.
The, like the Beyoncé legs.
Yes.
Well, minus the intense exercise. Yes. But how do we prep for this big event? Mm.
So again, exfoliate. So find your any exfoliator. I use mechanical exfoliators, not acid exfoliators, but, you know, that's everyone is different. So I would exfoliate every other day. So today's Thursday, Friday, Sunday, maybe even Monday. So you're getting rid of all those bumps. Yeah. So beautiful, clean. Your skin is as fresh as possible, and I would moisturize every day up until then. The more moisture your skin is, the better it is. And on the day of application, and the day before. I would just make sure you get rid the Monday, do your hair removal.
Okay. Mm.
Shave if you're a shaver or whatever the day before. And then on the day, just before you're ready to go, those slightly hard, those areas that are a little bit drier, like the knees and the elbows, pop some moisturiser on those areas just before you're about to tan. Yeah. Because tan does love dry skin and it will stick to it.
Okay.
So knees, elbows, and even sometimes a little bit on the kind knuckles.
Yeah.
And then if you're very light, if you have light hair, I also would recommend putting a little bit of Vaseline oil, Vaseline?
Yes.
Just on the eyebrows, just to make sure that nothing kind of sticks to that hairline, or this hairline here. Yeah. So this is in an ideal world. And then obviously you can choose your choice of tanning. Now, if you're going out on Tuesday, some people may choose to do it on, I would suggest obviously on Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to do, I forgot that, you need to really get in there on Monday. So using a mitt always, particularly if you're going to use a mousse product or a gel product, you would always, always use a mitt and long sweeping movements to get the whole body. And then really, the hardest areas, which we all know we've had those mistakes, are on your hands.
Yes.
And round your ankles and on your feet. So what we say is do those last, okay? So do your legs and your arms. And of course, with our new mist, you can get to the back area super, super easy. And then with what's left on the mitt, any product that's left on the mitt, you claw your hands and then sweep over. So rather than use fresh amounts from the mitt, use everywhere else first. Anything that's left, then sweep over, claw the hands and sweep over the hands and exactly point your toe and then do exactly the same with your feet.
Why use the claw?
Because then it just helps to, because otherwise it can look, if you don't get it in those areas, then it's a tell sign that you don't want that. You want
like
just
the
how it
skin between fingers.
That just really, really helps. Another amazing tip is actually having a mist and misting your hands and feet with a mist rather than even the mousse is also one of the best ways to tan your hands and feet.
Yeah.
But just because it has a much finer spray pattern, so much, much easier. And of course, we would recommend that you use a different face product because the skin on our face and our body is different, and hence why we have two amazing face products, either the mist, the Purity Face Mist, or our new vitamin serum. And if you do that the day before, the next day you're going to wake up ready to absolutely go. And then I personally love a little bit of the Saint-Tropez gloss, just particularly if you're going to a cocktail party. Yeah. It's a finishing product that just gives that lovely glossy finish.
Before you go out.
Yeah, just before you go out. That's a complete cosmetic product, but it gives you that gorgeous Beyonce legs that you were talking about. We all need a little bit of help. You can put it on the collarbone here, on the legs, anywhere where you're showing a little bit of skin, just to bring out extra.
We can fake that our legs look really toned with like a little gloss on the
that's
chin.
That's right, yeah. So, of course, what we understand that sometimes, that's you know, it feels like that's quite a moment in your routine. But that's why we wanted to bring out products like the mist. Mm. So trying to make it super easy.
And the mist's great to use to sort of mask those areas, maybe which you haven't covered as well as you have in other areas. Yeah. So, you know, you can really use the mist the day before just to top up.
Yeah, exactly. And then I know that you're going to love your colour so much on Tuesday that by Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you're going to maybe want to little bit of a top up, and again you can do that with the mist as well, just to keep that tan going and feeling fresh.
And when do we get to the point where we just I'm giving up on this cycle, I'm exfoliating it all off and starting over again? When is that?
Yeah,
again, or do you, can you exfoliate like without losing the whole tan?
Yeah, I mean you can, and of course I would say, obviously, that skin cycles are obviously quite different, aren't they, for some people? And like I say, different parts of your body will lose it quicker than others. It definitely fades a lot quicker on the face.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we, again, have clinically tested on some of our tans that they can last up to 10 days.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the colour will fade over time, and we see it on the studies. But for some people, that colour will look great for a week.
Yeah.
For others, it might only last 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And from the work we've done with consumers, what they prefer is an even fade.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. So the judgment when consumers say their tan is finished, it varies. So if you have a tan that fades unevenly,
that's worse.
That's worse than one that fades evenly.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah.
So, and of course, but that's the point at which consumers judge that my tan is finished.
Yeah.
You know, and it's time to do something. Of course, the problem that you have if the tan fades unevenly, if you put another tan on top, you'll just get an uneven tan.
Yeah.
So if you have got an uneven fade, you do need to remove it with a tan eraser. So again, as Jackie said, you've got that nice uniform palette to start again.
Yeah. And that's why we have our tan eraser.
Yeah, that's a really clever product.
Yes. So that helps to get your skin into the best condition possible, ready for tan. And of course, if you do make a mistake, you've forgotten an area, this is a fantastic product to help remove the tan quickly. Yeah.
And actually, although we call it a tan eraser, it is more of
a
primer, you know. So an exfoliating product just removes it. So with our product, it is a primer. So we've got moisturizers in there. We've got a probiotic yogurt in there, extract in there. So it helps to prime the skin for your next tan.
Yeah.
And it's gentle as well. It's gentler than a coarse exfoliator.
Yeah. God, I'm so inspired now to build like a complete wardrobe. tan wardrobe.
Oh.
Yeah.
But actually, also, you can use our tan eraser. So if you start to see your tan is fading unevenly, you can use it gently to try and buff it back to a more even tan.
Yeah, it's so many products in the range today.
I know.
Mousses, creams, serums, mist. Love the mists.
Yes.
We can't talk about that enough. It's so, and the face mist from was it last year?
Yeah, I used it on the body until now.
So now you have it. there you go.
But my God, that's also true life-saving product.
So how do we choose the right one? What's your recommendation?
That is a really, really good question. I guess we try and start with the woman or the guy. Actually, we have 20% of our searches for Saint-Tropez are from men.
Mm.
So there's a lot of men who are loving Saint-Tropez. You know, they want to look good too.
I'm going to put some on my man when we're going on vacation.
Yes, exactly. In fact, I test all my products on my husband and I get him to use them because I think if he can use them, then they're going to work. They're going to be okay.
There's nothing worse than white male legs on holiday.
In sandals.
Yeah.
Socks.
Yeah, socks and sandals.
Yes, socks and sandals.
That's a UK thing, that.
Yes. So I guess it is what is good for you. So some people like more of a moisture-based product that will build up slowly. And they're happy to use that every day. And if you are that person, gradual tans are for you. And they have a lower levels of DHA and they are buildable. So you can use them every day until you get your desired colour. And we find a lot of our older consumers actually love gradual tan.
Yeah.
And typically it's sort of 3 to 5 days, isn't it, before people will reach what they're looking for.
Yeah, so they're happy to apply it and they feel more confident that they can build it slowly.
They have total control.
Whereas that we have other consumers, gradual tan is just not good enough for them. They want the self-tan. And of course, this will come down to choice of format, what you're used to. You know, some people have been in the past quite afraid of putting tanning on their face, for example.
Yeah.
And I can understand that. But we're trying to break down those myths. So it's a really good question. But we've always, you know, using a mousse in the past because it has been the easiest product to use, you know, for the body. So we're always trying to push the boundaries of what is easier for women today, as well as being efficacious. So I would just say, think about how you use other beauty products.
Yeah.
And think about which one you love to enjoy.
Yeah.
And then maybe look at the range.
Mm.
But a mousse is always a really good place to start if you're first time and you want to go into self-tan because it's really light, it dries really quickly, it's very difficult to go wrong. And the mist, you cannot go wrong with the face mist.
No. You can even apply it over makeup.
You can.
Yeah.
We have people, it's literally on people's desks at work and they give themselves a little spritz. And it is our fastest selling product globally, the face mist. People are just keep coming back and back and back for more. So we're really proud of that. So, So I honestly, it's about choice.
Mm.
It's also about the kind of colour and the look that you want. We're finding more and more people want to be far more natural. And of course, you know, extra dark for some people would, you know, again, scare them. But there are loads of women who love that kind of deep dark. And they say, the darker, the better.
Mm. Yeah.
So if we know that there's consumers that want that, and what we will do is make that colour as natural as possible and as dark as possible for them if that's what they want.
Yeah.
So I'd just add maybe, so the mousse is, in some respects, technically it's the simplest sort of product, but for those people who want skincare benefits in addition to the tan, we can't deliver those in a mousse.
Okay.
So that's why we're bringing out serums. So all the skincare benefits that we got in Purity Vitamin Serum, we could not deliver those from a mousse.
No.
Yeah. So you have
it's
to
harder.
Have... It's harder.
Yeah.
And the third new product we're just introducing to the market now, the Express Gel.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's taking all of the benefits from the Express Mousse, about the fast acting, the customization that you can do with that, but adding in the skincare benefits that you get from a gel and putting those two of them together.
I'm super excited about that one, actually.
So those people who enjoy the skincare experience, you know, they are the ones probably going to be buying some of the newer formats like gels and mists.
More about the tone and look for 2020. What are the trends now in terms of colour?
Okay. Well, actually, I mean, I think your market is probably a little bit of ahead of some of the other, some of our other countries. But, you know, this huge trend to embracing a much more natural, no makeup look is really, really prevalent. And actually, that's probably why Purity, and I would say Purity Vitamins, fits in and has been really, really outselling. So that's been a really big trend. I mean, you see it. I think it's very prevalent here. Mm. But there is this whole Instagram movement now of less makeup and natural, and all these cosmetic brands telling you that their sales are declining because young girls are not buying as much makeup and foundation. Skincare is obviously a big driver of that. And of course, obviously all the influencers from Korea and the Far East. So
that is continuing. Obviously, the trend, we talked about it earlier, I don't know if this is the tone, but the whole wellness piece. Mm. And I think that really links in to what we talked earlier about, you know, feeling much more natural and using natural beauty.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that the definitions of beauty are really shifting now.
Yes.
You know, magazines stopping using the word anti-aging. Mm. You know, it's very empowering. So,
and we're starting to define different skin tones, so not just dark. But we're looking at things like a Mediterranean or an olive skin and describing the final appearance in those ways rather than just dark or tanned.
Yeah.
And of course,
dark, light, medium.
I know.
Exactly. And that particular Scandinavian look is a little bit of an anomaly. Yeah, often we associate blonde-haired people with very light, white skins that don't tan very well. Whereas actually there's a big population in Scandinavia who are blondes who actually develop a lovely golden olive complexion.
Yeah.
So that's a really desired look.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming to the studio today. It's been a grey day, no sunshine whatsoever in Stockholm today. So we're very glad
that we all feel mood boosted.
Yes, you boosted our mood, you bought some vitamin D and the fresh tan and everything. So where can we follow Saint-Tropez on social media?
Oh, okay, great. So it's Saint-Tropez Tan.
Yes.
On Instagram, on Facebook. So you're pretty much all everywhere. Thank you for asking. So please follow us. We would absolutely love. We always break all our new products first on there, give you a slice of what's to come, previews. And of course, we love to hear comments, and we will always reply back to everyone that makes a comment. In fact, I use it very much to, you know, research what people are saying. For me, that's so important. So I love to hear comments, you know, good or bad, honestly. And and we will always come back. So please try and follow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Det här var ju väldigt lärorikt.
Ja. Mm. Vi kommer ju aldrig se på en flaska brun utan sol eller tanning på samma sätt igen, känner jag efter att ha lyssnat på den här intervjun.
Mm. Jag tänkte att vi skulle bara förtydliga några saker, det här med D-vitamin. För det var ju ganska komplicerat.
Mm.
Som ni alla vet så behöver ju vår kropp D-vitamin. Mm. Och det bildas ju av solljus i huden.
Mm.
Solljus i sig innehåller alltså inte D-vitamin, utan det bildas i huden med hjälp av solljus.
Mm.
Och D-vitamin har ju många viktiga funktioner i kroppen och på huden. Och det här Sunshine Complex då, som finns i Saint-Tropez nya produkter, är en blandning av fruktooljosaccharid och rödbetsextrakt.
Mm.
Som stimulerar D-vitaminreceptorerna i huden. Som gör då att de producerar mer D-vitamin. Och dessutom förstärker effekten av D-vitamin som redan är närvarande.
Mm.
Och de här fruktiga oljosackariderna är ju kolhydrater som också bidrar till, som en slags prebiotika.
Ja.
Mm.
Och så har man ju sett också, eller man vet ju att hudens förmåga att producera vitamin D minskar ju med åldern. Och det är en av de bidragande faktorerna till att man blir torrare.
Mm.
Så här i medelåldern.
Mm.
Och en hud som är torr har ju ofta en nedsatt barriärfunktion. Och vilket ju kan leda också till olika hudproblem.
Och vi som också är väldigt så där noga med solskyddsfaktor och att skydda oss från solen och så kan ju ha en brist på D-vitamin bara på grund av det.
Men det är ganska intressant också, som nämndes i intervjun, att det går liksom en linje ungefär norr om London. Där går liksom den magiska gränsen från att under stora delar av året så kan vi kan inte producera D-vitamin.
Nej, för det finns inte tillräckligt med UVB-ljus som är det som gör att man kan producera D-vitamin i huden.
Men jag tycker det här är så coolt att D-vitamin som har hittat in i hudvård.
Ja, verkligen.
Älskar det. Älskar ju hela konceptet med att matcha insida och utsida. Mm. Så det här är ju...
Ska vi bara köra en appliceringsrutin också, sammanfatta den. Och då är det ju så att man ska kontinuerligt exfoliera huden för att få ett jämnt resultat.
Mm.
Optimalt 24 timmar innan. Då ska man även ta bort hårstrån efter exfoliering. Och
så att ta bort hårstrån. Låt som man sitter med pincetten, ta så här enskilda små hårstrån.
Nej, men okej, men om man då ska raka sig eller vaxa sig eller sånt där. Mm. Så att huden liksom hinner lugna sig i god tid innan busapplicering. Och sen ska man återfukta innan, eller såklart regelbundet. Och smörja lite extra på torra områden, till exempel armbågar, handleder, knogar, nagelband, anklar, fotknölar och tår.
Mm.
Applicera en fetare kräm på ljusa ögonbryn.
Mm.
Om man inte vill att det ska riskera att hamna mellan stråna i ögonbrynen.
Precis. Jag brukar faktiskt göra det ändå, även om jag är lite mörkare.
Mm. Och sen applicera vald tanningprodukt enligt instruktioner.
Mm.
Och sen så utvecklas ju då färgen under 3-8 timmar. Om man har då valt en produkt med guidefärg så får man ju färg direkt.
Mm.
Men den är ju bara kosmetisk, det är ju som makeup.
Precis.
Så den tvättar man ju tvättar bort sen. Men sen fortsätter ju ändå då färgen utvecklas efter 3-8 timmar.
Mm.
I intervjun så nämnde de ju någonting som heter tan eraser eller tan remover mousse är det ju.
Mm.
Tydligen var arbetsnamnet tan eraser.
Mm.
Och det är en produkt som liksom tar bort brun utan sol. Om man har hamnat på fel ställen eller jämna ut. Jag brukar använda den i alltså på handflat så här, om jag har missat det här med mitten som annars är ju en given produkt.
Den här appliceringsvanten. Mm. Den är ju så här A och O tycker jag.
Tycker
och
jag också.
Också att när jag använder min tanningprodukt att så dra med vanten liksom ganska från anklarna uppåt ganska rakt så att man inte kör runt i en sån här cirklande massage.
Mm.
Tycker jag också är ett bra tips. Men just om man har de här att man behöver lite extra removal, jag tycker att det kan ibland bli en liten fläck alltså mellan tårna.
Ja, exakt.
Mm. Kan det bli lite. Så det är superfiffigt så man kan ändå ha sina fina öppna sommarskor. Mm.
Men jag måste säga en sak med den här nya Self-Tan Purity Vitamins Bronzing Water Mist från Saint-Tropez. Jag hade med den på Maldiverna. Och den är så sjukt enkel att få jämn.
Mm.
Alltså det...
Nej, man kan typ applicera den med ögonen stängda.
Ja, och man behöver inte heller ha, även om man ska då hålla sig till den här... liksom appliceringsrutinen och vara lite noga med exfoliering och hårborttagning och det där. Man behöver inte följa den rutinen, tycker jag.
Nu ska vi för sig inte uppmana folk till slav.
Nej.
För då kommer de slira lite på hanen. Men även det andra.
Nej, men just den tycker jag är så enkelt. Så att om man håller en någorlunda bra hudvårdsrutin även på kroppen så kommer man liksom väldigt långt med att bara spraya på lite.
Mm.
Plus att det är så skönt också. Eller så här, jag gillar guidefärg också, kan jag säga. Ibland är det skönt att veta vad man har applicerat.
Ja, plus att ibland är man också att man så här vill ha resultat nu.
Exakt. Men jag gillar också jättemycket att den inte har någon färg.
Det är ju extremt befriande att kunna busa på kvällen och gå och lägga sig utan att vara orolig att det sitter i lakanen.
Ja.
Och att slippa hela den här... Ja, men som man ju tänker förr i tiden. Man gick i någon jättestor mörk pyjamasbyxa med liksom två, nästan i spagat eller split eller vad det heter. Liksom, för att man inte skulle nudda vid någonting. Det är ju så smidigt. Går ju på nolltid och bara duscha in sig lite, dra ut med appliceringsvanten och sen...
Är man klar, ja.
Finito.
Mm. Nej, men precis. Man kan ju sätta på sig en vit klänning direkt efter.
Ja.
Och sen tycker jag också det här nya Self-Tan Purity Vitamins Bronzing Water Face Serum är ett sånt härligt serum bara. Ett fuktserum.
Ja! Men det är ju en skincare-produkt med... Eller jag använder den som, men som en skincare-produkt. Mm. Och sen bara en adderad bonus att man får den här liksom lilla friskheten och att hudtonen ser lite jämnare ut.
För det ska man ju också säga att i det här Sunshine Complex så ingår det ju en doftkomponent som de har tagit fram tillsammans med det här franska parfymhuset Givaudan. Men den är också, där har de gjort studier, kliniska studier som visar att den ska höja humöret. Alltså, man ska bli gladare av den. Det tycker jag faktiskt stämmer.
Så man får D-vitamin och man får en mood boost och ser ut som om man har varit på long weekend ner på Rivieran.
Mm. Men sen, jag har ju lite av en sån här tan-garderob. Mm. Alltså flera produkter. Jag älskar ju också Pure The Face Mist.
När använder du den då? Kör du
alltså den
över eller under makeup?
Alltså jag kör den över.
Ja.
Jag tycker det är så smidigt. Plus att jag innan kroppsmisten kom så hade jag den även på kroppen.
Men du hade det?
Lite slösigt. Men,
ja, det var slösigt.
Men jag hade det faktiskt ibland. Just för att jag gillade att den gav en sån
den doften mist. Är ju också fenomenal.
Mm.
Jag har ju alltid varit en liksom lojal mot den klassiska moussen.
Mm.
Self-tan Classic.
Den är jättebra.
Som jag också tycker ger omedelbart en väldigt fin, lite så här airbrushad känsla på benen.
Mm.
För där jag använder mest, jag använder på hela kroppen. Men framförallt blir det liksom benen.
Ja, men det blir ju också på mig. Man vill ju ändå så här maskera lite av de här ådrorna och spindelnäten och...
Jag förlag, jag liksom tycker att mina ben blir mer och mer ojämna för varje år som går. Liksom. Mm. Och lite så blåaktiga.
Ja.
Och då är det ju bara ett simpelt lager.
Ja.
Så smakar man ju en stor skillnad.
Verkligen.
Och sen Express-serien är ju riktigt fiffig när man vill ha snabb liksom, partyresultat.
Sen ska vi inte glömma den här Purity Gel.
Mm.
Som faktiskt har vunnit både Bäst i test i Damernas värld och Style by Beauty Heroes.
Mm.
Och även tror jag Swedish Beauty Awards är nominerad i alla fall.
Mm.
Hoppas att ni tyckte det var lika spännande som oss att lära sig mer om brun utan sol.
Ja, jag kommer i alla fall lyssna tillbaka på avsnittet och jag älskar ju det här kemi-nörderiet.
Ja.
Och känner mig lite glad bara av att prata om vitamin D och... Exakt. Mood boosting. Vill man följa Saint-Tropez så gör man ju det på Instagram. Och vill man följa oss och titta på våra fina tärnade ben så följer man dig på
Anja Schöpigran
och mig på Maria_Ahlgren.
Hejdå!
Hejdå!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.